Welcome to the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Saturday morning, November 8th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of arts and entertainment news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Big update from TuneFab, evolving from a downloader to an all-in-one music management hub. TuneFab has evolved from a downloader to an all-in-one music management hub, addressing the fragmented streaming platform's issue. The core download module offers support for 9 major platforms, converts music to various formats, and features enhancements like platform-based categorization and lyric preservation. 2 new modules, the Local Music Library and Toolbox, provide end-to-end control with features like custom playlists, format conversion, and ID3 editing. Users benefit from streamlined organization, faster audiobook conversion, and compatibility solutions. TuneFab's update aims to redefine music freedom by offering a seamless, ad-free experience for users to manage their music in one trusted tool. Download the latest version today for a new era of unified music management.
First Slice Production LLC announces Vedant Dave as director of photography for upcoming feature film, The Last Address. First Slice Production LLC has announced Vedant Dave as director of photography for the upcoming feature film, The Last Address. Directed and executive produced by Gursimran Singh, the film explores migration, belonging, and intergenerational connection. Dave will play a key role in shaping the film's visual storytelling, defining tone, color palette, camera movement, and lighting design to reflect the character's emotional journey. Singh praised Dave's ability to blend emotional sensitivity with technical mastery, emphasizing the importance of Dave's cinematography in guiding the film's emotional narrative. Principal photography is set to begin in May 2026, with post-production concluding by November 2026. The Last Address aims to deliver a visual experience that is intimate, reflective, and deeply human, celebrating storytelling through light and shadow.
Yao Wen joins Scroll & Swoon's vertical series, Carol's Regrets, as production designer. Production designer Yao Wen has been appointed by Scroll & Swoon, LLC, to lead the visual design for the upcoming vertical format series Carol's Regrets, scheduled for production from October 1, 2028 through December 15, 2028. The project will be distributed on short-form content platforms Viglu and GoodShort, showcasing Scroll & Swoon's commitment to digital cinematic storytelling. Working closely with co-founders Arwin, Ziyu Wang, and Jocelyn Koo, as well as director Rommel Villa, Wen will play a key role in defining the series' aesthetic identity and design philosophy. Her responsibilities include concept development, art direction, and creating adaptable set environments optimized for vertical storytelling. Wen's leadership will contribute to Scroll & Swoon's innovative production model, ensuring a consistent visual tone across its portfolio while remaining agile for new clients.
Cymatics Digital announces renowned producer Yang Qian to lead distinguished short film My Life in LA. Cymatics Digital LLC proudly announces acclaimed producer Yang Qian as lead producer for My Life in LA, their upcoming short film project. Scheduled to begin filming in September 2027, the 15-to-20-minute film explores the world of an 11-year-old boy in Los Angeles facing neglect and childhood fears. Yang Qian's role as lead producer includes overseeing script development, managing collaborators like cinematographer Siwei Li and editor Guanqing Lin, and securing financing and distribution. Director Florian Yifeng Ling expressed confidence in Yang Qian's leadership, ensuring the film's success and recognition. My Life in LA promises to be a distinguished production, reflecting Cymatics Digital's commitment to impactful storytelling.
Guy Harvey raises funds for hurricane relief efforts in Jamaica. Guy Harvey has partnered with Food for the Poor Jamaica to raise funds for Hurricane Melissa relief efforts in Jamaica. By purchasing the limited edition Big Up Jamaica t-shirt featuring original artwork, customers can support the cause. Priced at $28, all profits from sales will be donated to Food for the Poor Jamaica, providing essential resources to vulnerable communities. Dr. Harvey, a Jamaican native, emphasizes the importance of helping those in need. To donate or learn more, visit foodforthepoorj.org. Guy Harvey, known for his work as an artist, scientist, and conservationist, is dedicated to marine conservation through his foundation. For more information on his coastal lifestyle brand, visit guyharvey.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.